Ruchem Abam, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Va'era. This week's Parsha will also include Shabbos Mevorchim. We're going to be blessing the new month of Shvat this coming Shabbos, and I understand that it'll be Rosh Chodesh Shvat the following Monday. I'd like to dedicate the shir to Zeichen Nishmas my Avi Mari Natatzvi Ben Ben Betzi Moshe and my mother Imi Marasi Shoshana Vita Basri Yisrael Halevi Refuah Shalema to Reina Bas Rina and David Tzvi Ben Etel, that they should have a Refuah Shalema. And we would like to Mirat Hashem dwell on this interesting parasha. I just failed to mention the date. Today is Chav Gimel Teves, Tav Shin Pei Beis, corresponding with the English calendar, December 27th, 2021. The subject matter I'd like to dwell on is breaking a habit and can it be done? This is the subject matter I'd like to deal with. The parasha, we'll see how I develop it and how we can come away with some very interesting and practical ideas. We are aware, very much aware, this week's parasha, Parashas Va'era, begins the Ten Makos. The Ten Makos that Hashem has inflicted upon Paro and his people. We read the Dam, Tzvedeya, Kinim, Orov, Dever, Shchin, and so on. The Torah makes an interesting point that the first five Makos, Paro himself refused to give in. By the sixth Makah, Hashem made his heart stubborn and hard, and it was much harder for him to change. Now, if you have a chumash, it would be just good just to follow along and just to see exactly how the Torah describes Paro's reaction. In the situation of the very, very first Makah of Makas Dam, in Pasuk, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Yud Gimel, it says, Vayechazak Lei Paray Veloishoma Aleihem, Kasher Biber Hashem. That was actually mentioned at the time when the snake was created from the staff, and then we all are aware that the was blood that was made all over Mitzrayim, and he was stubborn, and after the blood left, right, he wasn't interested and of following and making any change, as the Pasuk says, Pasuk Chavbeitz, Vayasu chen chatume mitzrayim belotayim, vayechazak lev paro veloshom aleim kashi divashem. The heart of Paro became stubborn, and he wasn't interested in following the words of Hashem. Then came the Makkah of Tzfardeya, and he was terribly, terribly smitten by this terrible Makkah, and he couldn't even sleep because of the croaking and the terrible devastation that is done socially, internally, and it wreaked havoc to no end. And finally, he asked Moshe to pray, and Moshe got rid of the tzvardeya. The pasuk says in pasuk Yud Aleph, Perikhez v'yar parah ki hoyser haravachav v'hachpeid es liboy. And he's stubborn, his heart became stubborn, lo shama aleihem. That was Makah Tzvardeya. Then comes the Makah with Kinim, and exactly the same thing. As soon as the Kinim left, Vayechazak Le Paroi, Veloshama Aleim Kashidi Vashem, that was in Pasuk Tezvav. Then came the Maka of Orov, and this was every Maka was worse than the other. Could you imagine having crocodiles roam the street and lions come into your house and snakes crawling up your chimney? It was just unbelievable. Finally, he got rid of Moshe, got rid of it. What does the pasuk say in pasuk Chavchez? Vayach beit paris liboy gamba parmazos v'lo shilach etzom. He did not want to send the people. No, no way. Then came the fifth makkah of makkas of the dever of the plague, and again by a makkah's dever, it was again each makkah put tremendous calamities on the nation. It was a tremendous thing, and all their livestock that was left outside died, and finally he got rid of Moshe, got rid of the Makkah, and then the Torah says by the Makkah of Deber, Vayichpad le pare v'loshilach asom, the fifth time. Now comes the Makkah of Shechin, boils, and then the Torah changes its tone of voice. Vayichazek Hashem es le paro. This time Hashem has himself made the heart of Paro hard. Veloshama aleihem, he was no longer going to listen to Moshe. Kasher diba Hashem el Moshe, like Hashem already forewarned Moshe that this was going to happen. The question is raised. Here Hashem himself strengthened the heart of Paro. Is it that he made it impossible for him to do tshuva? Is Hashem that force that doesn't allow you to do tshuva? Hard to believe. The Medrash Shemos brings down in Perek Yud Gimel, Ois Gimel, and I'm quoting from the Leiv Eliyahu, who explains the parsha and this whole subject matter of how Paro's stubbornness created so much destruction for himself and his people, but was not willing to give in. So the Medrash says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have an argument. What did Rabbi Yochanan said? It says, "V'yom Hashem al Paray boy al Paray ki ani hichbadeti es libay." I'm going. He's telling. He's forewarning Moshe. I'm going to make his heart hard. This is referring to, of course, the Makkah of the last Makkah which I mentioned, which was a Makkah of Shechin. So he says, then you're closing the doors for all people doing tshuva. If Hashem himself is involved in closing their hearts, so you're saying that a person is now doomed. He can't ever do tshuva. No, Rish Lakish said it's not true. Rish Lakish said that Hashem will always allow a person to do tshuva. But he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Im lo tzitzim hu yoritz. The person is, I want to correct that pasuk. Im la leitzim hu yoritz. What does that mean? That means if a person is drawn to latzanim, to scoffers, then he'll also scoff. Paro is a person who was drawn to his habit of refusing to listen to Moshe. Hashem was warning him five times and gave him a chance to exonerate himself, and he refused. So after five times, Hashem sees he's not interested, so then Hashem makes it harder for him to do tshuva. not to say that he prevents him from doing tshuva. When Hashem says, "Va'ani hichbadati yasliboy," it doesn't mean he removes tshuva from him, but Hashem makes it harder because he chose that path. He chose not to want to do tshuva. It's like a person he's carrying a burden, and he has an opportunity to remove the burden, so when he doesn't have to carry this burden, and all of a sudden he refuses to take the burden off, and instead of taking the removing the burden, right, he accepts another burden and makes his carrying of the burden even harder. It doesn't mean that he can't remove the burden. If he wants to, he could remove it. If he wants to, it's his choice. It's his prerogative. However, it's at this point, Hashem just added another burden to him. And another burden, till the 10th Makkah. This was Hashem's reaction to his reaction. And I'll add a chazal of my own. The way a person wants to be led, Hashem leads him. Paro wants to be led with strict and tough punishment. Hashem gave him a way out. Hashem tried to get his attention, and he refused. The Memela, what happened? He remained with his habit to the point where Hashem no longer was so easygoing with him. Hashem made it harder. Not that Hashem removed the opportunity of doing tshuva, that he didn't do, but he took away his options of making it easier because Paro refused. We see from here that Paro got himself into a very difficult situation. He put himself into a state of habit where he refused to concede. He didn't want to get the message. Hashem tried to lighten the load through Yisurim, through pain and punishment, and he refused. He didn't want to get the message. It was obvious to every one of the makas that Hashem was directly involved. There was no doubt about that. Because each time he begged Moshe to remove the plague. But in the meantime, he couldn't break away from his habit. Since he was in the state of doing it so habitually, it was very difficult for him to break away. And the Chofetz Chaim adds something very important. It's very, very important to know that Hashem never takes away a person's option of doing tshuva. But Hashem took away his siyata d'shmaya, his special help from heaven, to be able to break away. Everybody who really wants to do tshuva and is sincere about doing tshuva, Hashem will help him. Will help him get out of his mess. Will help him break away. That's if he's sincere. If he wants to turn away or turn around. But if he's not sincere and he doesn't want, then Hashem will not make it easier for him. Not Hashem will make it impossible, but Hashem will no longer assist him. And this is what happened with Paro. Hashem took away his assistance, and as he refused to listen to Moshe, it's like piling another 50 pounds of weight on the back of Paro. And he says, look, you don't want to listen? I'll give you some more to think about. I'll give you some more Yisurim. Maybe you might change your mind. But Hashem poured it on, and this is what had happened with Paro. We have to be aware that when Hashem created Adam, the Torah says, when Adam was created, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam ofer min ha'adama. Hashem, and it says in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Hashem formed Adam from the dirt of the ground, Ofer Menu Adama, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. And he blew into him a living soul. The word Vayitzer is spelled with two yuds. It didn't have to have two yuds. It could have only one yud. And the Lev Elio explains, a very famous Gemara in Brachis, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, that as two yuds signifies, there were Shnei Yitzorim. Hashem created a person with Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. And you can serve Hashem with both. If a person turns to do evil, right, and his actions reflect that, so Hashem is, with his mercy, since Hashem created man with a Yetzer Tov, tries to motivate him to do Tov by giving him Yisurim, by giving him pain. And hopefully, the pain will inspire him to change. In other words, will gain his attention. Like I once said, when a person, let's say, has a toothache, now we look at a toothache as a very painful and annoying nuisance. Got to go to the dentist, and you don't enjoy the drilling, let alone you get an injection to try to reduce the pain. But when a person gets a toothache, there's one great advantage about that. And that is that the tooth is speaking to you. The tooth is saying, I'm in trouble. Please help me, repair me. Because if you don't go to the dentist, you're going to lose me. My tooth will fall out. So even initially, a toothache is not a pleasant experience, but a toothache is an attention getter. Hashem sees he created man with a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. When he sees his Yetzer Hara become overwhelming, this explains the Lev Eliyahu, Hashem sends Yisurim, pain, to be able to straighten him out and to neutralize, if that's the way to say, the effect of the Yetzer Hara. The pain is really sent there to help him to get out of his habitual mess that he allowed himself to get into. Paro had five opportunities through five makas to get the message. Since he refused, Hashem says, okay, then, b'derech she'adam rotzo le'elech malichem also, the way a person wants to be led, I'll lead him. You don't want to listen? All right. I'll help you make it harder, but not to say to give him no option to do tshuva, but it was just making it harder. In light of this, when a person gets into a habit and the habit persists, he is really in danger of losing control over the Yetzer Tov. Remember I said before, Vayitzer, the word Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim es Adam, Ofer min Adama, the word Vayitzer was created, it says Hashem created with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, and when Hashem sees that there is a danger coming along, he gives Yisurim. But there comes a point where a person refuses the message, then sometimes there is It's so bad that is he is lost beyond return. I like to repeat a Gemara. I must have mentioned many, many parshios ago, Gemara in Gittin, that actually emphasizes this point very strongly, that if a person gets into a habit and doesn't control himself and doesn't do what he can to get out of his rut, out of his habit, then he can live the whole lifetime with that bad habit and, God forbid, unfortunately, he'll die with that habit.
and bring that habit with him to Shemayim.
Here's a famous Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis in Gittin. The Gemara talks about Onkelos Hager. Onkelos, we know, was a convert. He was originally a Roman. And Onkelos, right before him becoming Jewish, wanted to be sure that he was doing the right thing. So I will read you the Gemara and try to explain it clearly. Onkelos bar Koronius. Onkelos, son of Koronikus, bar Achse de Titus, though he was the nephew of Titus. Titus was the one who destroyed the second base of Mikdash. The Iguri, he wanted to become a convert. Also, Oscar Letitus, Benegida, he, through, I guess, black magic, through Kishuf, was able to bring up the soul of Titus of Russia from Shemayim. Amale, he spoke to Titus's neshama. Man chashabahu alma, tell me, who is important in the world to come? Amale Yisrael, it's the Jewish people. Mahu l'idbuke b'hu, should I cling to the Jewish people? I'm interested in becoming a convert. Amale milehu nefishin, there are too many mitzvahs, l'matzahs l'kuminho, will not be able to fulfill them. Zil igri b'hu, go start a fight with them. Bahu Alma in this world, Vahavish Resha, and you become a leader. The Siva, he quotes a Pasuk in Echa, Hayud Tzaveha Lelosh. And her enemies will become leaders who fight the Jewish people. Kol HaMetzel Yisrael Nasa Rosh, whoever attacks the Jewish people and causes them pain will become a leader. Amale, Dina, Dahu Gavra, B'mai, what is the punishment of you, Titus? What are you punished with? Amalei b'may d'pasek anafshei. What I wanted to happen to me while I was alive. Kol yoyme b'machneshei lei l'kitmei v'dainalei v'kololei u'madabil ashev yamei. What does that mean? That before I died, I thought that God will not put me before him and before the tribunal, because I commanded my servants that when I die, I should be burned up and my ashes should be spread all over the seven seas. And of course, that didn't work. I did stand before the Almighty, and the Almighty has judged me with the same judgment. He makes me alive every day, burns me up, and spreads me all over the seven seas, and I go through this pain every single day. Next, he goes to Bilam HaRasha. He asks Bilam HaRasha, tell me. Also, Oscar the Bilam HaNigida, he goes to Bilam HaRasha, and he brings his neshama up with magic. He asks him, Amalei, Man Chashabahu Alma. Who is important in the world to come up in Shemayim, Amalei Yisrael? Mahu lidbukei b'hu, should I cling to them? Amalei lo sidra shleimam v'teivasam kol hayamim. Don't seek their peace and their goodness all of the days. Amalei dina da'hu gavra b'mai, what are they punishing you in Shemayim? Amalei, they do the following. B'shichva zera v'sechas, I get boiled and killed in this boiling semen, because I caused the Jewish people to sin at the time with Zimi ben Solo of Cosby Basur, and then Pinchas saved the Jewish people at the time. Bilam HaRasha gave the idea that all the Midianite and Moabite girls should go ahead and dress and attract the Jewish men. And this caused them to sin, and it was a tremendous calamity. 24,000 Jewish people died as a result. And his punishment is that he gets killed every day by being boiled in boiling semen. The question over here is, these neshamas are in the Olam HaEmes. They are in the world of truth. How in the world could they talk this way? in the world of truth, Titus of Russia tells Uncas, go start a fight with the Jewish people, when he knows that the Jewish people are at the top of the world. Bilam of Russia, Bilam, who was responsible. We know in last week's parsha, I mentioned the Mashiach, that he was instrumental in having the Jewish baby boys drowned, and then and later on, with his evil conduct, tried to curse the Jewish people to no end. Is in heaven. He sees the truth. He sees it all. There's no lying in Shemayim. How could he say to go ahead and don't seek the peace? Don't do that. Don't be their advocates. How could he speak that way? He's in the world of truth. And the answer is simple. If a person leaves this world with bad midos, he brings those bad midos with him in Shemayim. If he leaves this world with good midos, he brings those good midos with him to Shemayim. And here we see the story of Paro. Paro refuses to get the message. He refuses to concede to Moshe Rabbeinu's plea, Shalach Esami V'Avduni, and he gets pounded and punished one after the other. Hashem, after five times, removes his siyata d'shmaya, his heavenly help. And now Paro has got to have to fend for himself. But if you fend for yourself, having gotten yourself locked into a habit, then it's extremely, extremely difficult to break away. We have to take some of this. Before I continue on with what Delev Eliyahu is saying, he talks about an approach, how to break bad habits, but we all have good habits and we have bad habits. Some good habits, and many of us are very generous. We have a good habit of being kind to people, patient, tolerant, forgiving, to be mavater, to forgive and forego. These are good habits. And these habits stay with us. And they are our advocates throughout life. It makes life so much more pleasant. Pleasant between ourselves and our spouses, between our families, our friends and neighbors. And sometimes we get locked into bad habits. Just to mention a few. People sometimes have the habit of always coming late to davening. You can time yourself when a person comes. He has a habit of not wanting to come on time. Whatever the reason is, maybe he'll catch up with Baruch Hu, or maybe he'll catch up with Shimon Esrei, but that's a habit. People have a habit with drinking alcohol excessively. Can't break it. People have a habit, they talk too much, and it leads to Lashon Hara. Sometimes people lose control, lose their temper, and they have that habit, and it happens too often. Sometimes people have a habit of interrupting people in the middle of talking. It's a habit. All these bad habits can be broken. How can they be broken? By pushing and emphasizing the opposite. If a person, for example, and I'm quoting the Lev Eliyahu, that he speaks about this. He speaks about if a person has, let's say, a bad habit of midas kamtzonus, he's stingy. The opposite of being stingy is to be a giver. He should be benevolent. He should be generous. Now, certain people are axorious. They have a certain stroke of cruelty. The opposite, I mean, he has to work on his rachmanis, on his pity. Every midah that a person has, there is a counter midah. There's one that can pull him out of his habit. Instead of focusing directly on the bad midah, the way to pull yourself away from the bad midah is to look for the counter midah to emphasize the good. And slowly it'll pull you out of the mire and the mud. Emphasize the good. And by emphasizing the good, you'll see slowly you'll be able to pull out of the bad habit. And every one of the bad habits I mentioned before has a counterpart. Everyone has a counterpart. One has to discuss with himself how he would like to make some strong resolutions and changes. He has to think about how to do it, but it can be done. Sometimes certain people might even give themselves penalties, monetary penalties, if they, let's say, drink too much. I said, I'm going to give the next time $50 to tzedakah as a penalty. Penalty does have teeth. It does have a strength. Or he can say, I'm going to discuss my weakness with a group of my friends. I'm going to report to them that I'm going to try to get better in me coming on time to davening. And I'm going to discuss this with them, and I want them to know that I'm going to expect to come at least 5 or 10 minutes early next time. So by putting himself into an arrangement with another one or two people, he slowly encourages himself to get better at that fault. Every midah that needs attention can be addressed, and it can be addressed effectively. Unfortunately, as I mentioned before, that the other alternative would be Hashem gives Yisurim, gives pain. And sometimes the pain is very difficult. But we don't have to go through pain to go change bad habits, even though the pain is for our benefit. But it's there when we do get pain, it cleans our neshama, it refines us. And more than anything, it's trying to get our attention to change. The pain is an attention getter. This is all part and parcel in trying to improve us. No, Chazal tell us, the Lev Elio brings down the famous the Mishnah in Makos. It says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to mezak the Jewish people, l'fikach, therefore, hereby lehem Torah and mitzvahs. He increased for the Jewish people Torah and mitzvahs. Why did he increase Torah and mitzvahs? Because through increasing Torah and mitzvahs, he increased the opportunities to help you improve your midos, to help you to purify your neshama. And therefore, if you take the message that sometimes a painful experience causes you to wake up, or on your own you feel that it's time to make a positive change, you will feel better and you'll look at yourself as a success and not as a failure. I wanted to mention that we all have struggles. Every one of us, like I've mentioned in previous shiurim, the story behind Paro's stubbornness is, to an extent, the story of mankind. Mankind refuses to change. He refuses to become better because he's comfortable with his habits. The Torah wants us not to think so. The Torah wants us to try to improve. We're in this world to constantly change. We have to learn from Paro not to imitate him, but to look down at him. And that if Paro was given an opportunity, change through Yisurim, through pain, through punishment, let us not be the fools to imitate Paro, but let's try to do what we can to make the positive changes that are necessary. Like I said a moment ago, from the Mishnah in Makkos, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to benefit the Jewish people with Zechuyos. Lefikach, therefore, Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvos. He increased for them Torah Mitzvos. We have so many opportunities to be better. Because if we get into the habit of being better, then doing mitzvahs will not be a burden. Doing mitzvahs will be a pleasure. Doing mitzvahs will be an honor. Doing mitzvahs will bring us to Olam Haba. Let us not forget that we are here to improve and to be able to grow as best as we can using Hashem's potential that he put into each and every one of us.
I wanted to add two more small points to the subject of breaking habits that I mentioned before. I failed to mention what the Lev Eliyahu writes in his Parsha explanation in Parshas Va'era, the power of Limud HaTorah. We mentioned that the Torah has many mitzvahs, and the power of the mitzvahs, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh Yisrael, he wanted to be mezakeh the Jewish people, lefikach hirbo lehem Torah mitzvahs, and with the mitzvahs we can counteract and overpower our bad midos. But Eliyahu Lapayan in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu says, but let's not underestimate the power of Limud HaTorah. We make three brachas in the morning. The bracha of La'asek B'divrei Torah, we say to Hashem, and at the time we make the bracha that we have a mitzvah of being Isaac in Torah. We have a mitzvah to be occupied in learning Torah. If the mitzvah of learning Torah is so powerful that it can overpower all bad midos. We know from the famous Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara Yetzirah, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bara Yetzirah, u'bara Torah Tavlin. You can't underestimate the power of Limud HaTorah. And right after we make the bracha of La'asek B'divrei Torah, then we ask Hashem V'harevnu, make the Torah sweet in our mouths so that we should succeed in our Limud HaTorah. Once we say that bracha, then we go to the third bracha, Asher Bracha Bonim Mikol Ha'amim V'nasa Lanu Es Torasai. We thank Hashem for giving us the Torah, choosing the Jewish people and giving us the Torah, and by our dedication to the Torah, we say, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. Hashem gives the Torah. It's an interesting bracha. First, it starts off with the word Asher Bacha Banu in the past. Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah. But we end off the bracha, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. He gives us the Torah, meaning to say, right now, we get the Torah into our hearts and minds, And with that, we are able to succeed in doing many, many things, in changing our habits and becoming better people. It's not only something of the past, but it's no sin of Torah. It's something of the present. I wanted to add another idea on my own, is that that is actually what seems to be packaged in the Birchas HaShachar. When we make a bracha in the morning, at the beginning of a davening, we say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Matir Asurim. Hashem, you are Matir. You unbind those people who are bound. People get stuck. They are in a rut. They can't break their bad habits. But Hashem is giving us the power to be Matir Asurim, to break our bad habits. We have the power of mitzvahs. We have the power of Torah. And if we cash in and try our best to break our bad habits using mitzvahs and using Torah, then the next bracha will come into play and make it so clear that we definitely can succeed. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Zokev Kefufim. Hashem will straighten up those who are bent. Those people who are bent over because of their bad habits, Hashem will see their efforts, will be matir asurim, will undo their bonds, their chains, their habits, and make them be able to once again zokev kefufim, make them be capable of standing straight and tall and proud.
Have a wonderful way. Be matzliach. And I'd like to wish you in advance a good Chodesh. Kol Tov.